political leaders have vowed to do everything possible to allow early elections to be held in October, after the Constitutional Court shocked the country by announcing they would be delayed. The court said it needed time to examine a complaint from a disgruntled MP, Milos Milchak, who claimed his constitutional right to serve out his mandate in full had been curtailed by the shortened electoral term. Before the court has ruled, it said there can be no vote. So, what does this all mean and can it be resolved quickly? Rob Cameron joins me now in the studios, hopefully with some of the answers. So, first of all, Rob, what's happened?
Right, well, a quick recap. The Mirek Topolánek government collapsed in the spring after the vote of no confidence. The parties couldn't agree on forming a new government, so a caretaker cabinet was created to lead the country to early elections. Now, dissolving parliament is notoriously difficult under the Czech constitution. It can only happen essentially after three successive attempts to form a government fail. So the big parties instead clubbed together and passed a constitutional law bringing forward this electoral term from June 2010, the regular term, to October 2009, i.e. next month. So far, so good. But an MP, as you say, called Milos Milchak, filed a complaint with the Constitutional Court saying that this law violated his constitutional right to serve out his full four-year term. And on Tuesday, the Constitutional Court said it would hear his complaint, and until then, the elections are off. And this, of course, in the middle of a full-blown electoral campaign.
OK, and who is this Milos Milchak then?
Well, Mr. Milchak, at first sight, first glance, seems to be something of a non-entity in political terms. He's about 70. He wears suits that are too big for him. He doesn't speak much in Parliament. But his vote is, in fact, or has, in fact, been crucial to Czech politics on many occasions. He was re-elected as a Social Democrat MP in 2006, but he betrayed his party in January 2007 and voted yes in a confidence vote for the right-wing, centre-right Topolánek government. And his vote and the vote of his colleague actually allowed the Topolánek government to come into being, into existence. Now, he was rewarded after that with round-the-clock police protection. We don't know from what or from whom. And paradoxically, though, earlier this year, he was also one of a handful of MPs who brought down the Topolánek government in March. And the question is, in making this complaint to the Constitutional Court over the shortening of the mandate, was he acting in his own interests to stay in Parliament as long as possible? Was he acting really in the interests of the Czech people and the sanctity of the Constitution, as he claimed in his written letter to the Constitutional Court? Or is someone else behind all of this? And the truth is, nobody knows.
OK, and I heard that to try and resolve the situation, President Václav Klaus met all of this country's political leaders this lunchtime up at the castle. What, if anything, came out of that meeting?
That's right, yes. He met leaders of six political parties, the big six political parties in the Czech Republic. Only he spoke afterwards, so we only know what he said. He said that they would not wait for the Constitutional Court to act, that they would act together, finding, examining ways to ensure that the early elections are held either on the date they were supposed to be held, the 9th and 10th of October, or as soon as possible after that. They would create a new expert group consisting of representatives of all these six parties to change the constitution, to amend the constitution, to allow these early elections to take place as soon as possible. Now, they've been trying to do that for some time. There is, in fact, a law going through Parliament at the moment, a bill going through Parliament, which is in the second reading, I believe. So it's something that the parties have talked about in the past, but it hasn't been approved yet. Whether they can do it now, quickly, in a few weeks, to allow the elections to take place as planned, we'll have to wait and see.
Rob Cameron, thank you very much. Now, Tuesday's Constitutional Court decision.